An agency of Japan's government recently gave its first ever megaquake advisory or warning message. The Japan Meteorological Agency, or JMA, issued the warning after a powerful quake struck on August 8th off the southeastern coast of Japan's main island of Kyushu. The magnitude 7.1 quake caused no deaths or severe damage. But the advisory has led to questions and a sense of worry. Japan is among the countries most hit by earthquakes. Now many citizens are wondering about when the next big quake will hit. The Associated Press recently explained what the advisory means, what people are being told to do. What is a megaquake advisory? JMA issued the advisory after deciding that the August 8th quake increased the likelihood of another major quake. The agency said there is a 70 to 80% chance of a magnitude 8 or 9 quake associated with an area called the Nankai Trough within the next 30 years. The JMA said the probability of such an event is now higher than normal. Naoshi Hirata is a seismologist at the University of Tokyo and head of the JMA's group of experts. He said that the warning was not a prediction that a megaquake will happen at a specific time or place. He urged people to remain careful and prepared. What is the Nankai Trough? The Nankai Trough is an undersea trench, or a deep valley in the ocean floor, that runs from the waters just off the southeastern coast of Kyushu to Suraga Bay in central Japan. It is about 800 kilometers long. Two large areas of the Earth's surface, the Philippine Sea Plate and the Eurasian Plate, meet there. The Philippine Plate slowly pulls down on the Eurasian Plate and causes it to release energy from time to time. The JMA said that could lead to a megaquake and tsunami. The last Nankai Trough quake was off Shikoku in 1946. The U.S. Geological Survey estimated its magnitude to be 8.3, and more than 1,400 people died. What is the government doing to prepare? As a result of the megaquake advisory, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida canceled a trip and announced he would lead the government response. Local governments are studying their emergency plans. Experts and officials have urged people to stay calm and to continue normal life, but to prepare for a possible evacuation. JMA experts said on August 12th they have so far found no abnormal activity that would suggest a megaquake. How are people reacting? The megaquake advisory is filled with scientific terms. It has worried people across the country. Some towns closed beaches and canceled yearly events. This has led to problems for travelers during Japan's Obon holiday week, a time for festivals and fireworks across the nation. Some stores are running out of emergency supplies, even in areas where there is little risk. In the vacation town of Matsuyama City, on the island of Shikoku, hotels and resorts studied their evacuation plans and emergency equipment. In another seaside town, Shirahama, outdoor hot springs were closed for a week, and a fireworks festival was canceled. I'm Jill Robbins.